Diet Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is July 20th, 2017. The world is in turmoil. Most of us don't realize it, but we are in that time and end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after the program, please call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. And in emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now, you can always find updates of the breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, contact information, all on our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. Remember, prayer requests can also be sent by United States Postal Service and email with your return address and your phone number to call you back. These requests, if you wish them to be, will be taken to the Wichita Mission Church, anointed with oil, prayed over, and sent back to you at your request with no solicitation for donations, or as my wife says, we'll just throw the address away. We have a prayer request form or just a contact form on the right-hand side of Prophecy Hour and MessiahsBranch.com pages. Now remember, we are a national satellite program which is simulcast live on the net internationally, YouTube, and on some FM stations. So please pray about supporting airtime. On another note, let's thank our listener base that is worldwide in places like Dublin, Ireland, Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, Vienna, Australia, Tokyo, Japan, and of course cities right here in the good old United States as Houston, Texas, Aurora, Illinois, Henderson, Nevada, Buffalo, New York, Memphis, Tennessee, as well as Wichita, Kansas, which remains the largest group of listeners to our radio programs, at least when they go to podcasts later on tonight. And folks, before we get into that, I want to apologize for last week. We played reruns last week because our radio equipment is not up to par yet. We just about had a crisis coming into this program. That's why this program's a few minutes late, because my board just died along with my microphone. Something happened, and so I had to switch to a headset, which took time. So anyway, I apologize for any inconveniences of us not being on the air. Now prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I really pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not my will, nor my guest will, Father. So please give everyone out there ears in which to hear the truth and understand the truth. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen and amen. Well, one thing that this presidency is pointing out from Donald Trump's election is just how evil is overwhelming our country. We have a truly divided nation thanks to part of the church being silent and being politically correct instead of standing their ground on what is right and what is wrong. This goes on worldwide, but more so on the West. We even read the headlines of the Pope saying things like, world government must rule the United States for their own good. And also, the Pope compares United States Christians to terrorists. Well, I say this every week. The world is in great turmoil, and Europe is about to erupt into civil war and full-blown chaos due to fake refugee crisis. How do I know that? Well, these headlines says civil war is coming. Germany joins France as citizens from both countries flood the streets in rage against Islamic immigration. Also, United Nations admits that at least 7 out of 10, that's 7 out of 10 of the Muslim invaders swarming Europe are simply not refugees. That's dramatic. That's an invasion. We need to make sure that we're living in a safe place, a place like the Father wants us to be, not where we want to be, but where he wants us to be, because inevitably things are going to completely fall apart. Many I know are hearing the calling every day and are searching for the right place to get out of the way of things like civil unrest, Yosemite, and many, many other things that will indeed come at some point, because the word of our Father clearly says so, that we are in that time of the end. Our guest tonight has been on with us many times in the past. After hearing his interviews, people went to see the land that he was led to, a land that Corey Ten Boom saw, a vision of angels protecting the land. He says it's a place of refuge for the future. I agree with him. Some of the people have now, other people that have listened to him, heard him on radio program, found him on the internet, have went there and moved there because they saw the same things that we're feeling and we saw. So we welcome back tonight Kenneth Updegrove of Ark Haven Ministries. Welcome back, Kenneth. So glad to have you on with me, brother.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me back. I've always enjoyed your ministry and all of our programs. And like you say, a lot of people have contacted me and have actually had land sales because of, of the contacts that I got through your show. So it's been a real blessing to me, and I thank you very much.
Well, amen. I appreciate that, Ken. You know what? My heart is to warn the people, but not only to warn the people, to try to give them something useful to help them, because, you know, there's so many people that are striving, and I don't want them to be in the wrong place. So let's move on like this. You know, so why are you there, Ken? And then you can take us into Corey Ten Boom and some things, but why are you there, Ken?
I'm here because the Lord directly told me. I was praying in a soybean field in Illinois, close to Scott Air Force Base, when the Lord told me very specifically to move to Northwest Arkansas. So I made a number of trips to Northwest Arkansas over a year and a half period to confirm that calling, and it most certainly was confirmed. One of the things that I'm speaking of Corey Ten Boom, one of the things that, just quickly find my notes, make sure I don't screw up here.
That's all right.
She was, I always have such a terrible heart. Oh, yeah. She was going around with Bill Gaithard back in the 80s. To his seminaries, and he had his own airplane, and so she would be there in an airplane with him, and passively looking out the window, and down below she saw on the entire horizon a ring of fire. She looked at one side and then out the other, and sure enough, there's a ring of fire all the way around. But she said, "Oh my God, this must be a divinely protected place." And so Big Bill Gaithard asked his pilot, says, "Pilot, where are we right now?" And he said, "Well, we're over in Northwest Arkansas, 20 minutes out of Tulsa." And so when you look at the map of Arkansas, you find that that's about a 6-8 county area, depending on how you look at it. But the major point is that's exactly where the Lord sent me. And the first time I drove into the area, the Holy Spirit was very, very heavy on me. And he told me that it's a green island of survival, and that it is a safe place, and that he's sending Christians here. When I first moved here in 1985, the population of Springdale was 24,000. It is now probably 80,000. And I'm told that over 1,000 people a month move here to this metropolitan area. If you go 10 miles out of town any direction, if you are out in the hills and very very quiet out there, you get away completely from the city. But nonetheless, all of the conveniences of the city are there between Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, and Bentonville. Those are the major towns that basically grew into each other.
Well, you know, the area, there's several, you know, other than Corey Boomer, Tim Boomer, and if you folks don't know who that is, you should Google her name, because if you don't know her story and you think you're into Bible prophecy and things and you haven't heard anything until you really heard her, but let's go with this. But Ken, there's lots of other just upfront reasons than just spiritual. It was like that. What, didn't the CIA make some sort of report or something about this place being safe?
There's been a number of different studies on it. But just by the way, I have that Corey Kindler testimony on my website.
Okay. Well, tell them where the website is.
Okay, archaven.org, and that's ARKHAVEN. Just think of Noah's Ark as being a haven. Archaven, ARKHAVEN.org. And on my website, they go to the page that says science and Christians say Ozarks is a safe haven. So that's specifically where that's at. But a number of other, like for instance, the Navy Department of War, especially the submarine division, they say that a submarine division says that the oceans are rising and getting warmer. And so that's an interesting thing, but a lot of naval retirees, especially submarine corps people, are actually moving to the, retiring to the northwest corner of Arkansas, but certainly in the Ozarks someplace. But that's also true of a lot of NASA scientists. NASA also knows that geologically, physiologically speaking, that the Ozarks are probably the safest place on Earth. There are a number of relatively safe places. Any place that's isolated and mountainous, that's a relatively safe place. Better choice than flat lands or in cities for safe places. But one should always, as you were saying early on, should go where the Lord sends you. And that's where the perfect place for you is in the center of God's will. So you simply obey him and go where he sends you. And the Lord sent me here in 1985.
Right. Let me go with this, brother. But the area in itself, other than you, there is, like we said, you know, there's people that have discovered it, whether my program or the internet or whatever, and came and talked to you, and then, you know, bought property and moved there. So clearly, weren't they led by the Spirit also?
Yes. A lot of people, a lot of Christians say, you know, I know the Lord sent me here. I haven't got any testimony beyond that, except that I know the Lord sent me here. Others have longer testimonies of what the Lord did to get them here. But, that's the testimony of just thousands of Christians here. There's used to be a little newspaper called the Corner Gathering, referring to the Northwest Corner of Arkansas, that talked about, and that's where people wrote their testimonies and shared it with the public, share of this little newspaper. But, it's just real strong. I think I just said that over 1,000 people a month are moving here, and a lot of them here are for careers. The point is, God is sending an awful lot of people here. Northwest corner of Arkansas is very, very prosperous. Probably is in the third top 10 of the nation, and maybe the top 5. Of the nation being a prosperous area.
Right.
Walmart hires thousands of people. Sam Walton told all of the people, all of the companies that wanted to do business with him, say, if you wanted me to sell your stuff, you need to move your headquarters within 20 miles of mine. Consequently, every major corporation in the United States has their headquarters right here in Northwest Arkansas.
Wow. Absolutely. And, you know, and beyond that, you know, the living conditions are, it's a beautiful country, is it not?
Yeah, it's really very, very pretty here. It's south, far enough south to avoid the hard winters, but far enough north to avoid the hot summers and the high humidity in the Gulf area. So it's pretty nice here. We do have four distinct seasons, but none of them are severe. They're all quite moderate. Of course, there's always freak weather that makes you a liar, but we have seen some freak storms here in the 32 years I've been here.
Right.
But every place gets those.
Yeah, absolutely. Every place gets freak storms, and you know that just goes without saying. And sometimes those are just caused by the fodder. I think he has a sense of humor on some of us. But anyway, yeah. And you know, one thing I was impressed the first time that I came across you and I heard your story, and the fodder. I really, and I still feel that way about the area and about you and your ministry, that you just really put on my heart, and that I really had this overwhelming urge to continually talk about this, about your area and what you're doing, and get it out. Because I've been involved in ministry, end time ministry, for a very long time. In the 90s, you know, we did a mail out newsletter for over 20 years. So my point is that I've been contacted by many, many people over the years. Being prepared, it's like, you know, Noah, it took him, 100 years plus to make an ark. Well, there's people that have been preparing because the Father put them in the heart, on their heart, or directly spoke to them since as long as I can remember dealing with prophetic ministry. Never, and I have heard from many of these people in the Rocky Mountains and different places, but I had never felt as I do about, I'll just say Arkhaven and where you're at, what I call the Hidden Mountain. I feel so strong about it that if the Father didn't have me here, this would be the place that I would move to, back to you.
Yeah. There is a group here that had me building a website. It's called Auslanders. They are putting together a group to purchase 77 acres that has the beginnings of a bunker on it. They want a bunker not to live in, but to run to if they need it, that be living on the 77 acres that have the bunker as a standby, and they're looking for investors to help them build that bunker. There's one there that's not finished. They want to finish it. But one of the things that I probably should touch on, I just left the office where I got to testify to the lady there, and I was telling her about the Ozark Plateau. It is called a plateau because it is a huge rock that's 200 some miles across in any direction, and it's over 100 miles deep. It's one massive rock. And because of that, it's sitting on the earth crust, it's just unshakable. So the scientists tell us because of that, we will not have any tsunamis here. We will not have any hurricanes here, or volcanoes, or severe earthquakes. We get little bitty earthquakes that nobody even feels, you know, 0.1, 2.2, 0.3, and so on.
Right.
But we're 1,000 miles inland from the east of the Atlantic and Pacific, so those who are concerned about invasion, we'd be doggone hard to reach, and we're like 800 miles from the Gulf. So, and we're 1,000 miles, I guess, from Canada. So we are just really isolated and pretty much centralized in the United States. So that's incredibly safe here, physically speaking. And then there is this divine cover as well here that so many testify to.
Yeah, amen. And that's what I was referring to before when, you know, about the mountain, you know. I just feel like, I know that you call it different things, but, you know, in my heart, I feel like it's the hidden mountain, which I know it has more than just, you know, the one plateau. But, you know, that's the way I feel about it, folks. It's a hidden mountain. Well, Kim, we're going to go to a break, but why don't you give them your website one more time? We'll go to a break, and we'll talk about some of the property and things when we come back.
All right. ARKHAVEN.org.
Folks, that's arkhaven.org. And if you're listening to this later on tonight in a podcast, or for that matter, if I say you're listening to it right now in a podcast, because we're live, but some of you will be hearing this like this, okay, that's a big long thing. Anyway, there will be a direct link to his website and one on my website. There will be a direct link to his website, to where you can find it. And remember, look up Corey Ten Boom also. And hey, guess what? We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Back, and I think that's a real miracle. And this is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, remember, support us so we can care for the people that the Father sends us. People, men, women, and children from all walks of life come to us for help. And today, I need to express to you the radio problem. You know, just as we were, remember a couple, okay, let's go with this. Last week, I wasn't on radio. The reason I wasn't on radio is because I'm having an equipment problem. Why is that? Because a few weeks ago, we had a storm hit us. I had several promises from different people that they would help out with things, but we still haven't got back up to par. Just before radio come on, and I've been talking about this for a very long time, I have a mixer board and a microphone, professional stuff. Guess what? Something went out. I had to switch to a plug-in USB mic and do it in a couple of split seconds, so to speak, and it caused radio to be late. But that's the point. We need to replace these things. So, folks, pray about it. If you love this radio program, we need your help. We need to replace the mixer board and some cords. And I still have a computer that needs to be replaced. We told you we need to raise around $2,000 or else get somebody, call me, and I'll tell you what equipment we need, and you can buy it. But we need help. So we're slowly getting back from the storm, but we're not back. So pray about it. And if you donate to radio, make sure you say this is for radio, okay? Because, folks, look, really, it's people like that been keeping us going since 2000, which means in the year 2000, we started the Wichita Mission Church. We are in our 18th year of doing it, and we are into 17 years of doing radio, and I think about 14 years on this station. Another 20-plus years of and add another 20-plus years at least. Back in 95 or 94, somewhere around then, we started a mail-out newsletter. It didn't go out for a year, but somebody bought us a copy machine and sponsored postage for a year, so we're going to start that mail-out newsletter again. But we did it that long, over 20 years, so we've been doing this a very long time. Most support comes from people like you that listen to radio. Without the newsletter or anything else, that's where it comes from, is people that listen to radio. We get no help from any organized church or government agencies. It's only folks like you that help us. Yes, we care and minister to people in a part of town that most people don't even care to drive through after dark and now in the daylight. In fact, the city of Wichita has just okayed doubling the police patrols right in our area. In fact, they were talking, they said, South Broadway, right? We are 900 South Broadway, right out in front of our place. They're going to start walking patrols. Why? Because there's gangs in the areas, prostitutions, and everything else. But where else should we be Where should the body of Messiah be, if not among the sinners, as Yeshua was? I really don't get it. Anyway, so right now we're in what most ministries call a summer slump. Things slow down. Donations slow down in the summertime. People are busy doing other things and listening to radio or spending money on everything. I don't know, but it always slumps in the summertime and comes back about 2 or 3 weeks after school starts. Now, we need your help really to stay open and to buy food and things, so pray about it. We have new faces every day that are coming in. We have so many people coming in right now this summer, you wouldn't believe it. Women, men, and even children are coming in, and so pray about it. So why do so many people come for us for help? Well, love, that's the answer. They're treated as family. Beyond that, we have no set guidelines like programs. People just walk in the door and ask for what they need. That's the rule. And if we don't have a way to fill the need, we try to pray it in for them. Father answers all prayers, but it's not always what we want. Anyway, this is why even the agencies tell their employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budget. We are the last hope for so many, and folks, we're all responsible to care one for another, as we are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps, and the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. Remember, if you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for radio airtime or for right now radio equipment, as it's not free and donations is what keeps us on the air. You can donate online or mail a check or money order, and you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And so now we're back with Kenneth Upton Grove, and we're talking about Ark Haven Ministries and a land that I call the Hidden Mountain. Are you there with me, Ken?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Amen. So, we established before the break that, you know, other people than Corey Ten Boom and you know, Department of the Navy, as you said, or different people have did different studies and said this is really a relatively safe area. I feel it in my spirit that it is. Well, I haven't heard a direct voice from the Father. It might as well be, for as loud as it has spoken to me since I first met you, and that's been a few years now, hasn't it? A couple of years?
Yeah, more than a couple. I've kind of lost track, probably 3 or 4.
You sound like me. You know, when I got, as my kids got older, I don't have a concept of time. Oh, it's the Sabbath again. Oh, it's that's about it. You know, I have no concept of time as far as years, you know what I mean, between us. I just know that we've been talking for a very long time. So anyway, let's go to this. So what can they expect there? I mean, you know, is the, all that's there is fields, or can they find some places that already have a house on them, or give us a picture.
Okay, certainly both. I work with a man who is in the business of buying and selling properties and then doing his owner financing. It's kind of like a used car dealer. He really makes deals with people. Sometimes they can't keep the deal and wind up letting the land go back to him, which he then resells. But despite that little negative there, it has been a real blessing to a lot of people. I have sent an awful lot of people to him who are able to get land and get on it. Houses and or just bare land. Sometimes the bare land with virtually nothing on it. I mean, no water, no well, no septic, just trees. But we got both. But one of the things I'd like to point out is, people started asking me about land. And then some people just came to me and says, Ken, would you advertise my land? I really didn't go into business. My business is an extension of my ministry. I advertise land in the Ozarks and primarily in the northwest Arkansas, but in the Ozarks, and it has to be ideal for preppers and homesteaders. And so for that reason, those kind of people come to me and ask me if I will advertise their property for them. And then even real estate agents come to me because I specialize. They have customers that are looking specifically for land and of this sort of proper type of land, and I'm the expert, if you will. and that sort of thing. But I've got properties for selling. I have them listed on my website. And by the way, I turn it into virtual works of art. You look at my real estate listing, it doesn't look anything like a regular real estate agency's website. It's a virtual work of art. I really display these people's property beautifully with large pictures and so on. At any rate, my places I've got right now, I think I've got a dozen, and they range all the way from cheapest of 34,000 to, here's one, 34, 45, 299, going clear up to over 1 million, almost 2 million. So I've got quite a gamut of properties here. One of them is actually totally off the grid and has 8 bedrooms and built fairly recently. I think the year 2000, I think it was. I forget the year, but at any rate, then I've got the gamut. One place, he has a trailer house that has a canopy over it. It's a wood with a porch on it. And he's got his house right by a creek. And he gets all of his water from the creek for drinking and otherwise. And he's got farm grounds there, too, with goats, pigs, and chickens. And it's on 80 acres. So it's really, really nice and very cheap for what it is, $164,000. But this place... That's totally off the grid. 84 acres, 3 stories, 8 bedrooms, 3 baths. It's an incredible place. But it's just hard to know which one to brag on. One of them is a retreat on 160 acres. This man and wife are elderly now, almost as old as me, for heaven's sake. Man, that's old. And they're needing to sell because of his health. But... it's been a retreat where they have let ministries come in for nothing. They've never charged. It's always been a ministry to them. But there are 3 buildings, 3 wells, and 3 septics, and then there's also an RV pad. It's just an incredible over by Mountain Home. And then I've got another place that's right off of a big lake. Lake of the Ozarks, that trailer house, and it's 50 acres. And it can't be divided up some. And then my own house. I've got my own house up for sale. And the reason being is I am not able to meet the mortgages anymore, and I'm behind in payments, so I need to sell. And my house is... It's a ranch-style house on a little over 2 acres, 2.25 acres, and it's near Hobbs Park. In fact, it's on the very edge of Hobbs Park, and very close to War Eagle Mill and Beaver Lake. Everybody knows where War Eagle Mill is in this territory. So, talk about a colorful place. And we're asking $110,000. It needs work, and that's why we're not in it.
Right.
I'm just got to see my battery's low, so I need to get on the charger. But it will take $2,000 or $3,000 to finish up a house to get it ready for somebody to move into.
Right, right. Well, you know, I clicked over there. The links, folks, the link is really easy to find. When you go to rcaven.org, all you got to do is scroll down. It says Prepper and Homesteader Real Estate, and you click on it. And, you know, I have to admit that you really take some good – you take these pictures yourself, Ken, or you get them someplace else?
The owners send them to me. I have met a few of the people, 2 or 3. And I've seen a few of the places, 2 or 3, but for the most part, I have never seen the people before, during, or after the sale. I've never seen the property. I do it all from behind my computer. And for this reason, I make it very economical, very affordable.
Right. Well, let me ask you this: the land, but you have explored the land where you live at and around you yourself, right? Correct.
Yes, I know the territory very well.
Right. So if somebody came, like say, if I wanted to come up there and check it out, if I got a hold of you, you'd show me around a little bit.
Yeah, I have been the native tourist guide for a lot of years, and I've in the excess of 50 people. I've been their native guide. I always brag this. I will press my coonskin cap so that I'll look my very, very best and take them out and show them this countryside.
Well, amen. Amen. And so, you know, and you're not, you know what? Well, of course you make a little bit of something off these listings and doing it. But my real point is, though, is this is something that is on your heart. You believe you're doing it because it's right. You know, is that what I'm saying?
This is an extension of my ministry. I was sent here to do this.
Well, what would you call your ministry then? For the people that have never heard you before tonight on radio, what do you consider your ministry? That you've mentioned our ministry several times. Give them a little bit of what that might be.
Well, that's becoming more clear to me all the time because of the fact that I haven't been able to start a Christian community like I have wanted to. Seeing as though I am the one who is calling people to come, seeing as though I am the watchman on the wall, I am the one who is facilitating people, seeing as though I'm looked upon as a leader. I didn't set out to be one, didn't know I was one. Everybody's saying I am, so that's just the way it seems to be going.
Right, amen. So tell us, so on your website, what all's the other things that are on your website?
I have a lot of articles on eschatology and let's put it this way. The Lord told me to study church history in 1991. And I put in a lot of effort in that. I've hundreds or dozens of books, dozens of lectures and presentations on the internet, listening to historians, theologians that really know this stuff. I know it's not weird, though, pardon me. But the Lord is making it sure that I really have a picture of what is happening in these latter last days. and because of the fact that I listen to all of these people who write to me, and I have the approach of considering everything information. I listen to all of the reports about the polar shifts to Planet X, to invasions, and dozen other things, and I listen to them all and get well informed of them, but I don't get that involved in them. But their information, and I watch and see
right.
Those who are well informed and then watch and see are going to be prepared better for whatever comes down than those who have got it all figured out. One of the things that it's just real painful to me is I've discovered those who have it all figured out don't. They have put themselves in more jeopardy than those who don't know anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me say a word. It's like this, and this I emphasize this over and over, you know, at the Mission Church on radio. A person who closes their mind to learning and says, I know everything, I'm completely prepared, I'm completely ready. Those people are in probably the most danger because, number one, we don't know it all. and we see through a glass darkly, you know, when it comes to prophecy. So, you know, we need to be open to things and we need to listen to things, no matter how ludicrous they may sound, because I don't know about you, Ken, but I found some of the biggest prophetic things that I've heard have just came out of the mouths of people, not celebrities or not prophecy teachers, but by somebody that is just a normal person and say something, and they didn't even realize they were speaking prophecy, but yet it was dramatically prophetic. Back to you.
Yes. Now, the Lord has given me a number of prophecies over the years, but I don't consider myself a prophet. As you were trying to get me to say what I am, I don't know all kinds of, well, people put all kinds of labels on me, and I don't know which one's true. I just simply want to be true to the calling and true to the message. The Lord has given me a lot of insight into the last days through church history. But one of the things that's really important is understanding all of the different schools of eschatology, end-time teachings. So who is right, the pre-trib wrath, the mid-trib, or the post-trib, or the pre-wrath, or are the preterists, or the partial preterists, but most Christians never even heard those terms. But I found it important to be well-informed in all of them, because it's a very controversial subject, and everybody's sure they're right. So,
let me throw this on that, Ken, and I know you're a lot like me. I've found so many different things that, you know, over these years, however long, that, you know, I'm in total agreement with you. I'm sure we don't agree on everything. That's no big deal. But it's like this, is I believe, and I got this over from Clearback and doing newsletter and helping with prophecy seminars and all the different things that I did. I've talked to a lot of people. And one thing that I will always go back to saying, number one entirely, nobody has 100% of the truth. But even the people that you may, like, say maybe you're just so totally against pre-trib rapture, you don't want to hear what the person has to say. Well, but a lot of these people that are pre-trib rapture still are hearing. They're hearing about the time, or they have a piece of the puzzle. And I believe that the Father made it that way. So we would need each other to try to draw us together. It's too bad that these become points of separation instead of coming together. Back to you.
Yes, because of the fact that the hundreds of people who write to me on my forum and so on are the gamut of everything out there, I make the argument that if you in studying worst-case scenario, if you are prepared for the worst-case scenario, then you're prepared for everything else. And if none of it happens, well, then looky there, that you have the comforts of a lifestyle that's healthy and prosperous, and yeah, you live a fruitful life.
Absolutely. And now let me say that. I believe that, honestly, that people should live from any major city, which is a city over 100,000, you should be try to be at least an hour away from them, or have something between you and them, because it's just not safe. But the culture in a small town, you know, I live in a small town. I'm not going to get into strictly about the property we acquired, but in a small town, you can gain property pretty cheap in different parts of Kansas, Ozarks, in different places like what we're talking about. But the simpler, it's a simpler lifestyle with less junk to do. I mean, like where I live at, there's not a McDonald's for about 40 miles or something, you know. So, you know, we don't, you know, so do I feel bad about not going to McDonald's? Not at all. I don't even see the Golden Arches except when I go to Wichita, so to speak. You know what I mean? Not saying I'm bragging on McDonald's. It's just an example. But the point is it's a simpler lifestyle. And it's a safer lifestyle, and it's something that I believe that, like I say, even if you're not, like you said, even if everything pans out great, you're living a healthier lifestyle, you're living a better lifestyle for you, your family, and safer, because, Ken, the cities are just getting crazy. Back to you.
Yeah, and that's just one other little factor that's so important. You get out in the Dar Hills, and the country people are just so friendly and so nice and so cooperative that they will really help you. They will really look after you. They will really are nice, no matter what a denomination or doctrinal group is, or none at all. They're just good people out there. And so that's a huge attraction to the Ozarks. Just that alone, I know Laura, my wife, when she first came to visit me the first time, she couldn't believe how friendly the people were at the airport. Actually spoke to her. So that is a feature that's not to be overlooked. Another thing that's really important is some areas, you know, are not just Democrats but not just liberals, but radically liberal. But this area here, virtually every politician is a Republican, a conservative, and a Christian. And some of them are actually in ministry as well. This area probably voted over 90% for Trump. It's very prosperous, very conservative, and what's more, the style of living is kind of slow, laid back, and cost of living is less here too. So these are just other major things. Taxes and so on, cost of living are just lower here.
Right.
Than most parts of the country, despite the fact that it's also very prosperous. So it's quite a package. And so I, after these 32 years, I become more convinced all the time, yes, the Lord did send me here. Yes, I've helped a lot of people get here. And yes, people want me to sell their land for them because it is totally compatible with the calling.
Right. Amen. Well, I'm going to have to break in. We've got less than a minute before you have to go. So, you know, tell the folks again where your website is, and we'll talk again, Ken, of course. But tell them where your website's at, and I'm going to have to say goodbye to you.
All right. Just think of Noah's Ark as being a safe place, a haven. So, A-R-K-H-A-D-E-N. It is all one word. No spaces or dashes or anything. ARKHADEN.org.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I Googled it rather than looking for my link a while ago just to see what had happened. I just Googled Arkhaven, and bang, first listing came up there that I could see there wasn't any Arkhavens. Well, bless you, Ken. Thanks for being on, and we'll talk again, brother. I'm going to let you go now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Shalom.
Shalom. Well, folks, that was Ken, up to Grove or Arkhaven Ministries. Check it out. I do believe everything's going to fall apart, but even if everything doesn't fall apart, it's a safer and kickback lifestyle. I say this because I don't believe the cities are safe, and they're getting more and more unsafe all the time, especially even in Wichita, where we're at and work in our neighborhood. You need to lift us in prayer for our safety, and I don't ask for that often, but things are just getting really, really bad out there. So pray for our safety. And, you know, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We do really need your help. And radio, that just goes without saying. But we must remember there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Please, folks. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.